To make one thing clear, I don't hate Subnautica. It's an awesome game and I love it, but there are still some things I really dislike about it. Hey there, I'm Aki and welcome back to Subnautica. Now before we start, this list is based on my personal opinion and I'm not saying everything here is a fact. Now, at number 5, there's something The Unknowns actually brought to my attention on my Discord server, link to that is also in the description. The creature AI isn't exactly the best. For example, I spend literally hours trying to get certain creatures to attack me for a video, but they just simply ignored me, no matter how close I was. And then, suddenly, out of nowhere, they don't let off of you anymore and follow you anywhere. Another example is the Reaper Leviathan. Many of you probably noticed that they sometimes think they are sand sharks and disappear into the ground or a wall and vanish. And then suddenly they pop out of the ground right under you and scare you to death. Yeah, kind of annoying. At number 4, we have resource gathering. Now of course this is essential for any survival game, but in Subnautica it's kind of stagnant. In many games you learn better ways to harvest or gather resources, which makes it quicker and more efficient. The more you progress in the game, the more resources you get. But in Subnautica, that's simply not the case. Yes, you do get the exosuit, which allows you to harvest bigger resource nodes for slightly more resources, but that's just a minor improvement in comparison to some other games. Take Minecraft, for example. At first, you mine one diamond ore and get one diamond. Later on, with enchantments, you can increase that to up to 4 times as many. That's what makes it less repetitive, and that's the problem with it in Subnautica. Next up, at number 3, Bleeders. I don't think I need to explain why. I mean, just look at this! Ugh. My number 2 spot might be pretty controversial, but it's the community. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't just hate the community. It's more of a love-hate relationship. It's also on my list for things I love about Subnautica, but there are just some aspects which I honestly hate. For example, the community's attitude when it comes to leaks. Someone digs up something in the game files which the developers don't want to be spread around, and instead of respecting that decision, they go on to spread it everywhere and everyone else does the same. That's just disrespectful and very rude. Now speaking of disrespectful and rude, some parts of the community are exactly that, especially towards YouTubers. They talk about them behind their back, gossip about them and insult them, try the best to make them look bad or convince others how horrible they are. Now, I personally try my best to get along with everyone and to get everyone to like me, and there are some YouTubers that get way more hate than me, like Anthomnia or even IGP, but even us smaller YouTubers have to deal with this. In my opinion, a community should be open and accepting and not gossip about and insult people they don't know. This doesn't apply to YouTubers only, I've seen many people gossiping about people that don't know a lot about the game and therefore make fun of them for asking stupid questions. And that's just not okay. Now, moving on to the number 1 spot, it's something more closely related to the game again. Subnautica has gotten many features and updates over the years, but all of that stopped after work on Below Zero was started. In my opinion, this is really bad. Not updating a game with so much potential and letting it die shouldn't happen. In Below Zero, you can color your base, have more buildings available, and different kinds of weather. If they just added some of that, like colored bases and weather, into the base game, it would definitely improve its lifespan and show the players that this is not a dead game, and that the developers still care. Now, I also know that dedicating development resources to updating Subnautica would slow down the development of Below Zero, but I mean, come on, we waited over 5 years for Subnautica, so we can wait 2 years for Below Zero, right? Now, what do you think of this list? Would you agree with me or is there something I missed? Let me know down in the comments below. Also, I'll soon make a video about things I love about Subnautica. If it's already out, you can click it on the screen right now. But for now, thank you very much for watching. If you enjoyed it, remember to leave a like. If you really liked it, then subscribe for more videos like this. And as always, I'll see you next time. Goodbye!